A Glimmer of Hope in Miserable Moldova by Matt Welch. Published in the terrific Ashes of the Evil Empire, December 2021 issue of Reason Magazine, posted online November 18th, and read to you here at Paloma Media on the same day. Go over to palomamedia.com, by the way. Check it out. Okay. If you've ever heard of Moldova and you are not currently Romanian or Russian, chances are near certain that it was as the country of origin of an earwormy 2004 Eurodance global number one hit song, whose Romanian language chorus, made most famous by a viral fish-mouthed lip-singing YouTuber, was... Numa numa ye, numa numa ye, numa 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 ye. I'm very sorry. If you think you've heard of Moldova, but maybe not quite with that spelling, you might well be remembering the fictional post-communist country of Moldvania, whose motto in the pre-Borat guidebooks and a comical Web 1.0 website was "A land untouched by modern dentistry." Should we listen to a bit of the Moldvania national anthem? Yes, I think we should. Yeah, that's the when it kicks in. That's really the best. Shh, no. Alas, for the really existing post-Soviet republic, Moldova has been no laughing matter these past three decades. A landlocked clump between troubled Romania and embattled Ukraine, the country suffers from the historical subjugations all too common among small East Central European nations. Independent Moldova was confronted from the jump with a deadly skirmish over the breakaway pro-Soviet Republic of Transnistria, a region that retains some sovereignty to this day. With a per capita income of under $5,000 per year, Moldova is the second poorest country in Europe, behind blighted Belarus and just ahead of war-torn Ukraine. Corruption has been epic even by Balkan standards. Population since the fall of the USSR has shrunk by one-third to 3.5 million, the worst demographic decline on the continent. Russian meddling in this near abroad has been so extensive that the Council of Europe for most of the past decade referred to Moldova as a captive state. Yet somehow, miraculously, Moldova might have a shot at being not the butt of the joke, but the belle of the ball. On July 11th of this year, after 8 months without a government, Moldovans elected by a landslide, 53% to 27%, a reformist anti-corruption party headed by 49-year-old Harvard-educated World Bank economist Maya Sandu. The Washington Post editorial page described the vote as, quote, a crushing victory over pro-Russian parties that had dominated Moldova's politics for most of the past 30 years. Post-communist Europe is littered with premature Western raves for ostensibly reform-minded politicians, so caution here is advisable. But Sandu has already been clever in sidestepping incendiary geopolitics by positioning her new government as being in thrall neither to Moscow nor to Brussels, nor to Bucharest for that matter, without needlessly inflaming any overly interested party. Moldova, like most theoretically eligible countries, is seeking membership in the European Union. But for the moment, this historically woeful nation is being helmed by someone who, at least rhetorically, champions liberal democracy, a market economy, and the rule of law instead of oligarchs. If it can happen here, maybe it can happen anywhere. I hope that today will be the end of a difficult era for Moldova, Sandu said on election night in July. I hope that today will be an end to the rule of thieves.